A revolution in voting technology is underway. State and local officials are buying electronic voting machines, hoping to avoid the low-tech messiness of pencil marks on paper ballots and so-called hanging chads. Yet several computer scientists are leading an opposition movement to this trend. They say that when it comes to accurately counting votes, computers are surprisingly untrustworthy. NPR's Dan Charles reports.
Stashed away in a corner of Rebecca Mercury's office in the computer science department at Bryn Mawr College is a voting machine once used in Palm Beach, Florida, complete with a butterfly ballot from the election of 2000.
The folks in Palm Beach decided that they were going to sell these as like historic memorabilia. In fact, here's the price, $670.80.
It's a monument to electoral confusion of the past. But Rebecca Mercury is more worried about the proposed high-tech solution, electronic voting machines, where votes are recorded in the memory of a computer.
My fear is that it's just sort of a gigantic rush ahead to this unsecured technology.
Mercury is one half of a technology-savvy tag team opposed to completely electronic voting machines. The other half is Peter Neumann, an expert on computer security at SRI International, a consulting firm in Palo Alto, California.
When we vote with an all-electronic voting machine, we are effectively gambling on the machine having any integrity whatsoever.
Mercury and Neumann are also, by coincidence, accomplished musicians. And to help explain what worries her, Mercury turns to the out-of-tune upright piano in another corner of her office.
If you look inside the piano, this is really cool. It's a great demonstration. This key is directly connected to that lever that's in there, and it's tapping on that set of three strings.
You can see for your own eyes the physical connection between input and output, between pressing a key and hearing a sound. If it's broken, you can see that too. Now consider the electronic keyboard in front of Peter Neumann.
There's the middle C.
If you looked inside this machine or an electronic voting machine, you'd see electrical circuitry, millions of transistors acting as tiny gates for a stream of electrons. The marvel of such a machine is everything is potentially connected to everything else. It can be programmed to do anything you want. And that, says Neumann, is the problem.
In the all-electronic systems, it's possible to do absolutely anything. You can have a program that says if our candidate is losing by less than half a percent of the vote, just jiggle 1% so that the results come out the other way.
That doesn't happen in America. The sky may indeed be falling, but it's not likely.
Doug Lewis is executive director of the Election Center, a nonprofit group. He also manages the certification of new voting systems for the National Association of State Election Directors.
There may indeed be a communist under every bed, but it's not likely. And that's where we are with these arguments.
Lewis says every electronic voting machine has to be certified as accurate and reliable by an independent testing authority.
We test that software and then escrow the software so that if anything ever happens in an election, you can compare the software that was tested nationally with the software that was used in the election locally.
Yet Neumann and Mercury aren't convinced. They say even extensive testing can't catch a well-hidden bug. And quite apart from intentional fraud, says Rebecca Mercury, computer software can go haywire because of programming mistakes, and hardware can fail. In normal life, we understand that, she says. That's why we don't just rely on our bank's computers. We get receipts from ATM machines and keep our own records.
Most of our computer systems that we rely on rely also on the fact that there's an additional means of backup and that it's an independent means of backup that's shared, some sort of token like a reservation number or a confirmation number or a receipt.
But such records aren't allowed in elections. Voting is secret and votes are anonymous, so there won't be peer pressure or vote buying. And when a voter's choice is transferred into bits and bytes and recorded in a form that the voter cannot see, there's no way to prove with absolute confidence after the fact that the vote count was correct. Roy Saltman, a retired government official who helped create federal standards for electronic voting machines, agrees that this is true, but he's not too worried about it. The voting system already is full of messiness and vulnerability, he says. Votes get thrown out because voters misunderstood instructions, voter registration lists are out of date, and old-style lever machines can break, too.
There are so many other things that can go wrong that the issue raised by Neumann and Mercury is close to a theoretical one, which which pales by comparison of the practical difficulties.
Mercury says it's not theoretical at all. In last fall's election, several computerized voting machines in New Brunswick, New Jersey, reported no votes at all for a few Republican candidates, which seemed an unlikely result. And in Broward County, Florida, some machines also seemed not to be recording votes.
There was one machine where over 1,300 votes had been cast, and there was something like two votes came out for the gubernatorial race, which was the one in which Janet Reno was contesting at one point. When the numbers are zeros, or the numbers are ridiculously smaller than what is anticipated, then you know that there's something that's wrong.
In these cases, no one's ever explained what, if anything, went wrong, and there are no paper ballots to look at and recount. Mercury has proposed a solution. Her system would return to the virtues of paper and a ballot that both voters and vote counters can see.
The whole idea is that you let the voter see how they voted on the screen. Once they've decided that's how they voted, you print it out on a piece of paper. They see that perhaps through a screen so that they can't take it with them or change it or touch it in any way. They confirm that that's actually how they voted. They press a button and it pops down into a ballot box.
More than 100 computer experts have signed a petition calling for such a system, and it's been adopted on a limited scale in Brazil. So far, though, no such machine is available in the United States. Doug Lewis from the Election Center says the idea is fine in theory, but putting a printer into every voting machine means inevitably broken printers, paper jams, and bigger maintenance bills. Rebecca Mercury says that's a small price to pay for a trustworthy ballot box. For NPR News, I'm Dan Charles, Washington.